This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 14 for Thursday, August 10th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly lower at Thursday's close after trading to both sides of unchanged. Canola 30 cents to $2 lower at the final bell, November down 2 at $773.90 per ton. It had neared the $770 mark at one point today before uncovering some support. Gains in Chicago soybeans and a steady tone in soy oil helped underpin the market, with European rapeseed futures up on the day. A lack of any significant prairie weather concerns, though, did pressure values, although IDEA's canola production will unlikely live up to earlier expectations, did remain supportive. The USDA is set to release updated supply-demand estimates tomorrow, and positioning ahead of that report was behind much of the activity in the North American grains and oilseeds, with U.S. markets mixed ahead of the report. Soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged, with gains in the more active new crop months. November up 10 cents at $13.18 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales included about 400,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 1.1 million tons of new crop sales. Average trade guesses ahead of tomorrow's report call for a slight cut in U.S. soybean production from earlier forecasts, with yield estimates ranging from about 50.5 to 52 bushels per acre. Corn, it managed to hold on to small gains, September up 2 cents at $4.83 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were solid, with 150,000 tons to move during the current crop year and about 750,000 tons of new crop business. U.S. corn production is also expected to be revised lower in Friday's report, with yield estimates anywhere from 172.4 to 178 bushels per acre. Wheat, meanwhile, ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in the September contract at $8.17 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in September at $7.67 per bushel. Chicago wheat up 2¾ cents in September at $6.37¾. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales hit a marketing year high of 567,000 tons, with the Philippines and Japan two of the largest buyers. Average trade guesses call for a slight increase in U.S. wheat production in tomorrow's report. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, August 10th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.